This is a moment to reflect on our use of technology, as Elder Quinton L. Cook encourages us to use social media to come closer to Christ.
I recognize the incredible significance of the internet in the world today. One modern handheld device can provide the information that historically has filled a major library. We are grateful to live in such a time as this. I am particularly grateful that it allows sacred books and church materials to be available digitally. The internet is a powerful tool for studying the gospel. Today, many people share scriptures with friends using technology. The Book of Mormon app, for example, is a wonderful way to introduce friends to the Book of Mormon and can easily be shared in normal and natural ways, wherever you may be. While the internet provides many blessings, unfortunately, it has also been used to create doubt and undermine faith in precious gospel principles. It can be part of the evils of the day that President Nelson mentioned. The adversary and those who assist him, knowingly or unwittingly, have created on the internet the equivalent of the box full of written material critical of the church described earlier, intended to draw you away from God's truth. The issues raised to create doubt over the years have been remarkably similar. This is especially true when you compare our day with the 1960s, when I was in my 20s. The scriptures teach us to use judgment and be wise in all things. The internet can be used in a positive way or a destructive way. Both long-term members and those newly studying the gospel need to be intentional about what they view. Do not entertain immoral, dishonest, or unrighteous material. If you do, algorithms can lead you down a path that destroys faith and impairs your eternal progression. You can be acted upon positively or negatively. Seek righteousness and avoid dark internet rabbit holes and doom scrolling. Fill your life with positive, righteous ideas. Be joyful, have fun, but avoid foolishness. There is a difference.
That was an excerpt from Elder Quinton L. Cook's talk, Sacred Scriptures, The Foundation of Faith. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.